Sean, sum that up for us, please.
Well, it was a strange kind of game, a fast start for them with getting an early goal from a mistake from ourselves, and then a good goal. Credit to them for their second goal. So it was a good goal on the break, but a very good cross and a good finish amongst bodies. Couldn't quite get a block on it. And then after that, we've dominated large spells of the game. Don't get me wrong, partly because they dropped in and kind of looked to play on the counter. And I wasn't overly disappointed with the performance. It's a stranger. There were some good signs. I mean, we've created enough chances to get something from the game, quite obviously. We have a penalty appeal. I've seen it. It looks like one to me. But
The
we
handball
know,
was that.
yeah, we know we can't get a decision so far. I think that's sixth this season. We've not been given penalties. So that aside, there were some good things in the game. And, good chances created, good passages of play. The subs affected the game as well. So it was a strange one. We've played not as well as that and not got a result. And then we've played well. Apart from, I must make that clear, it's very difficult. You give yourself a mountain to climb when you're 2-0 down that early in the game. And that's very unusual for us. So of course, I'm well aware of that. After that, you want a response. You want a team that responds and a team that does everything to try and get a result. And that's certainly what you saw on show. I'm 100% sure on that.
If you get one back just a little earlier, do you perhaps think it could have been a different
outcome?
Yeah,
we had a couple of chances first half to get one back, and should have done better, it must be said. Second half, we've had certainly enough to get something from the game, I felt. We've restricted them, apart from one scramble, which is our own fault again, but we've restricted them to... Tom has had to make saves, but they're from distance. They're things that should get saved, and he's a very good goalie, as we know. Like I say, it's a strange one. You not always, but you can sometimes tell by the reaction of your fans, and they've clapped the team off at the end because they've seen a team once again, as they've seen many times here, a team that have given everything to try and win a game, and on this time it hasn't gone for us.
How close was Andre Gray to making it today?
Yeah, he's close. We're hoping that he'll be active this week and fit during this week.
And in terms of his replacement, you started with Hennings, you brought Long on off the bench. How do you assess those two?
Yeah, I mean, well, Reuben's still adapting. Obviously, it's a big shift in the market and how the championship works. Long, I thought, did well. He's learning. He's a young man. He's adapting to the game and learning from what we do, of course. And I thought he ran hard when he came on. And he's caused them a few problems, asked him a few questions. Joey's come in and done well. Matty Taylor affects it at the end, getting good quality crosses into the box. And, I like that. I like the squad to be alive. And when they're called upon, they're ready. So, like I say, it's a strange one. I don't go away overly disappointed. I go away disappointed with the outcome, inevitably, of course. But the performance-wise, there's good, strong signs about what we're trying to be as a group and what we want to achieve.
Last time I spoke to you, you said that Joey Barton wasn't quite ready for action. He's obviously on the bench. He's got his first appearance today, so he can't be too far away, perhaps even from a start now for you.
Well, that's my decision, inevitably.
It is.
But he's done well today. He's come on and he's affected the game. I've been pleased with the way that we've delayed him getting involved because he needs to be fit and right for him and for us. So we'll see where that builds to.
You like it when Scott Arfield pushed out on the way?
Well, he gets
as well.
A great crossing for the goal. Like I say, you don't want to over-question it sometimes because Scotty Arfield puts a cross and you've got your right back scoring on the back post. So, at times you want the team to be progressive in trying to score goals to win games, and they certainly were when that happens, when your right back's marauding down to score a goal. And, he played very well again today, Tendai. And, it is our basic errors early on in the game affected the outcome quite obviously. And then once we tidied that up, we became more productive in their final third. But they're on a good run as well. Don't get me wrong. They're a good side. They've got pace. They've got some energy. And they stayed resilient and, really played on the counter after going 2-0 up. Another challenge, and that's the championship. There's no guarantees. You have to be ready for every game, every performance. I thought we were. On this one, it went against us.